Hi, welcome back to SaaS Radio. I'm your host, Matt, and today I'm chatting with Amanda from the STAT team. Amanda, thanks so much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
So you're working on building a new tool for basically for making it better for developers to track issues, and it's called STAT. Could you tell us a bit about the original idea behind STAT?
Yeah, for sure. So the original idea behind STAT was easy data automation for people that were leading a team, specifically managers. So they're not having to write scripts or build out smart Excel sheets or spend hours in project management or source code tools trying to figure out what's happening. So it was just about how can we scrub very complex project boards and code repositories and make sense of it all in one beautiful spot so that both managers and developers have a much more efficient and smooth workflow.
Nice. And so you did that built around, today it's around Jira issues and GitHub issues. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. So what was the, why you work with the existing tools instead of basically, it feels like most project management and issue tracking tools, they're like, no, switch everything to us. We will make it everything better. And you're more like, actually, why don't you use that same thing and we'll make it better as well. What's the idea there behind that instead of, say, trying to push everyone to an entirely new platform?
Yeah, definitely. That's a great question. So issue tracking is very granular. And as projects expand and grow in complexities, so do the needs of issue tracking systems. And so that's where platforms like Jira and GitHub, that's where they win. With all of that, it actually magnifies the problem for people who are leading the team or sort of collaboration as a whole on the team. So where they are dealing with so much granularity and complexity, it's hard to see what needs your attention most and pigeonholes you to fix problems in sort of a retrospective fashion instead of fixing them as they happen. So this is why we wanted to focus on putting the right data in one easy to navigate place. So as your projects get more complex, your ability to own and drive them also gets a lot easier.
So essentially, you could have teams that are already using GitHub issues or Jira. And as the project manager, you could start using STAT on your own, even if the rest of the team isn't adopting it yet, because you're just pulling in the issues from those existing platforms, right?
That's exactly it. You connect your tools, you connect your project boards and your code repository systems to your team hub. And from there, we populate the data that you need to see on a day-to-day basis so that you can make decisions on the fly.
So Jira is one of the tools that feels like most dev teams end up using at some point, even if they complain about it. What have you found is the most frustrating things about Jira, and how does STAT try to help with that?
Yeah, so I think one of the most frustrating things about Jira that I've experienced in my time being a product manager, as well as talking to hundreds of engineering managers, is it's very, very complex. It was built for complex software development projects. It's not very opinionated. So there are a lot of different bells and whistles, and I would consider it noise if your projects aren't that complex yet. So that's really, really frustrating when you're trying to go in and make very quick decisions. So what STAT does it sits right on top of it. It strips 70% of the unnecessary noise needed to see what's happening and see what needs your attention and then make a decision from that. So we're focused on simplifying your complex tools and then using that data to do your job much easier.
It shook me that you said it's not very opinionated. So to you, you would feel like more or less Jira gives teams a blank slate that they can fill in with everything they need. And maybe that's where some of the complexity comes from. Whereas perhaps I'm thinking of project management tools like Basecamp, where they almost force you to work in their style. That would be more of a opinionated take, right?
Yep, that you're exactly right. So Basecamp is on the side of being opinionated. Jira is on the side of it's totally customizable. You're exactly right. That's where it starts getting complex, right? You're doing it one way for a few months, and then you're doing it a whole different way for another few months. And you're doing it differently across teams. We've been talking to organizations where one team will be tracking issues one way and another team tracking issues a totally different way. That's fine in the grand scheme of things, right? However, there needs to be a tool that sort of creates some sort of unification and helps the organization moved in a unified fashion.
So does that present a challenge for you with STAT of basically, does that make it more difficult to harmonize JIRA in comparison to, I don't know, perhaps an email app or something where the data is all in the same format? You're working with JIRA and everyone's customized in their way. How can you basically tie into that and make it customized in the ways that they need, but then also opinionated enough to make things more efficient?
Yeah, definitely. So I think that's the magic behind STAT right now, is we can plug into exactly the way you're working and then fit it into a pretty designed and opinionated system that will help you sort of run through your day. And that's where we focused on. That's where we spent the last 3 to 6 months building, is no matter how they're running their team in JIRA, how do we adapt to that and bring in all their customizations and then make it all, like, strip it all the way down and make it a lot easier to see my data.
So what do you feel like you've learned the most from building STAT that teams should use to improve their own issue tracking and project, that maybe perhaps if they were managing projects in this way, it would have almost made your job easier?
Yeah, definitely. So what I've learned the most about managing an engineering team and running an engineering team is it's really about understanding all of the factors and requirements at play. And so sometimes even in our team, we have two engineers right now. I've needed STAT just across those two engineers, and we're already using JIRA so that I could better help them see where their problems were and then what needed our attention the most. I think as developers, so much is put on your plate. It can feel overwhelming and it can be really easy to get lost in what needs to be triaged and then what doesn't. But when you can kind of see it all in a very simplified fashion and be able to triage what needs to be triaged, it gets a lot easier. And so that's what I've learned and that's what I've taken into STAT, is how do we get all of the right pieces on the table so that teams can see it from a bird's eye view and move forward together.
So it's the things that get lost, the needles in the haystack, more or less, that make it where it's difficult for teams to know exactly what's most important to focus on, but then also they end up missing important tasks that they should have otherwise prioritized.
That's exactly it. 100%.
I noticed STAT's in early testing right now, or early access. You have a sort of a queue listed of how many slots are available. I'm curious, is that something that's helping you sort of learn as you're building? And if so, what are you hoping most to learn in this first batch of testing?
Yeah, I think we're most hoping to learn, you know, what's the right data that people want to see updated on a daily basis? And what are the tools we need to be to build around that data to help you investigate and derive your own answers? I think one thing that we're really, really set on is how do we not give you the answers? How do we not present the answers for you? And then how do we just make it easy for you to get the data and then have the tools to investigate the data and come up with the answers on your own with your team? And that's where we really, really want to focus. And so that's where every customer that we onboard, every customer that we talk to, we're really investigating how can you navigate around this data a lot easier to make your job 20-25% easier on a day-to-day basis, versus it being, you know, what graphs and what charts do you need to see to make a decision on how your team is performing? That's not our business. And so that's what I'm most excited about and most hoping to learn in this first batch of beta users.
Super interesting. And then what are you most excited about building out next as the next new feature for STAT?
Yeah, so we've gotten a lot of requests around filtering. So being able to filter a lot of the data. Another thing is shared boards. So being able to, you know, we built it for managers first, but a lot of the managers have said, you know, I want my developers to see this exact same view. It'll help them. It'll help them not feel as overwhelmed. And it'll be a way to democratize data inside of my software development team so that data doesn't feel, you know, weaponized. And so that's what we're really excited about, is creating a view where it can be cross-collaborative. It can be cross-collaborative across teams. And so, yeah, we're just on this mission to power the world's software teams and bring in this enhanced layer of process, if you will, so that they can, you know, get world-changing products to the market a lot faster and a lot smoother.
That's awesome. Well, Amanda, thank you so much. This has been awesome to learn how Stat works and what your team's working on building. For people who are listening, where's the best place to follow you and the Stat team to learn more?
Yeah, definitely. So you can definitely visit our website at www.stat, that's STAAT.co. You can follow me on Twitter at Amanda Sabria, and then you can follow our page at StatHQ.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Best of luck to you and your team.
Yes, definitely.
Bye.